Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Baba Wotapa right here in Oklahoma City. Yeah, we're going to do our radio show tonight. And guess what? We're going to give it to y'all live tonight.
That's right.
Y'all talking about our sister, Nicole? We're going to take our time.
Hopefully everybody's doing all right tonight.
Because I'm doing just well. I know it's been pretty hot. But Baba Wotapa, yours too. I'm going to give it to you like you need to hear it. If you're coming for a fake driver.
Oh, no.
You won't be able to get that here. Y'all sit and listen to the music very briefly of Cool in the Game. So we'll get back to you.
Run back and get these earplugs while you're adjusting.
All right. All right. Good evening again, everybody. This is Brother Baba Wotapa right here in Oklahoma City. Thank you all for joining and listening to People Power Radio tonight, where we are your hosts with the most. Again, Brother Baba Wotapa, father of many nations, and my co-host, Mayat Yabor. Again, she's not here yet, again, but she does have a habit of showing up when we need her. And if she's not able to show up, then I guess she had something other on her mind and was important, and we definitely respect and honor and give her her room to do what she needs to do. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. Tonight we have a very interesting show. We're going to talk about Asada Shakur. Where is she? And what is she doing? What might she be doing? And if she's out of the United States in exile, will she be coming back home in hopes of a better future? And we're just praying for her on every level. Thank y'all again for joining us tonight. Asada Shakur, she was born Joanne Deborah Byron on July 16, 1947, and she was also a member of the, a former member of the Black Panther Party, as well as Black Liberation Army. And again, we give high respect and regard to this sister for her hard work, conviction, and dedication to the black struggle for freedom, justice, and equality. And we just love her for her work, her prestige, her persistency, as well as love for her fellow man. Let me say, before I get too far out of the way, Sakata Shakur, she was actually involved, as allegedly, in a 1973 shooting of a trooper in New Jersey, around New Brunswick, New Jersey, and she was also convicted, along with Brother Santiata Ecoli, who, again, is still in prison today, but hopefully will be let out before long after the court in New Jersey ruled that he had been wrongfully denied access to his freedom by the pardon and parole board there in that city. So, again, hopefully before long he'll be out here able to be with his children, and he's 85 years old now with dementia. So, again, he's certainly not a threat to anyone, but he will hopefully be able to be set free and live out the remainder of his years with his daughter and grandchildren. Now, Asada Shakur, she was sentenced to a life sentence for the murder of the trooper. And in 1979, she escaped with the assistance of a fellow Black Liberation Army member of the May 19 Communist Organization. She was at the women's facility at Clinton Correctional Facility in Uniontown, New Jersey. And again, that name has been renamed. Facility now is Edna Mahan Correctional Facility for Women. Right now today, she is living currently in Cuba, and she was granted political asylum by the government there, been able to exist for that time since 1984. And so we give her praise and honor for that. And again, my black sister, black power be unto you. We respect you highly and greatly. And we know that you are a fighter in the struggle. You're a black revolutionary, and my heart is there with yours. I don't know about anybody else's, but mine is. She's been living in Cuba since 1984, despite the fact that the United States government have made every effort to get her back here after her life sentence conviction for the 1973 murder of the trooper in New Jersey. But again, they've done no good, and the FBI, believe you or not, have a $2 million reward out on her head. Actually, they put her on the so-called most wanted terrorist list. Okay, and, well, we know that hopefully she's going to remain safe there until her years. And we know that she cannot come back to the United States now because that arrest warrant is going to be forever. I don't care if she lives to be 90, 95, whatever. They're going to want to lock up because they don't want to feel that they lost in the sauce. So you can get ready for that. So, again, we respect this beautiful sister for her work, her tradition, her dedication to the Black Liberation Army, to a black struggle, to the Black Panther Party, as well as to other great things that she's done. And again, sister, wherever you are, please know that you have our dedication, our respect and honor, and we're dedicating this show to you because of you and what you stood for. So good. Thank y'all, everybody, for listening in today. Now, sister Asada, she was convicted of second-degree murder in the Allegheny office shooting. And at that time, as you know, Brother Sayed Shakur, he was actually killed during the shootout, and so was the trooper, and then Trooper Harper was also injured. So, again, they was actually supposed to have been stopped because of speeding, and then there's a so-called red light out, a light out being on the car now. Being Black Panthers at that time, y'all know any little thing that went on, they create things like this here to disrupt our lives and to justify harming us and putting us in not so pleasant conditions and circumstances to where we have to defend ourselves. So again, we're glad that she was given her asylum over there in Cuba, and kudos and my hat off to the Cuban government over there. Brother, I know you're with me there, Brother Curtis Mullins, talk to me a little bit about Asada Shakur, what you think about the sister. I mean, give me some ideas about what your thoughts are with her.
I was living in the community where the Black Panther Party worked at. And they were searching for her long before she got on the Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, they got a preacher. I forget what his name is, but he's on television now. Al Sharpton. He admitted that he was a FBI informer. But they had people in the community that were searching for Asada Shakur for a reward. Anybody that gave the police any kind of information about where she was, they was rewarded monetarily. Now, if you go back and do some research in your newspapers, the police was kicking in people's doors looking for her. But they never was able to find her. Somebody told the police that she was going to be on the turnpike going to Philadelphia or Atlantic City. I don't know which state it was. And they had a stakeout for her. This came out and the examination of her by the police on the stand. And they beat up a lot of people trying to listen information about where she was. They didn't just happen to stop a car because it had a damage.
I don't believe it.
Real light. No. I ain't never believe it. You know?
No, I don't.
And what ensued after that was what I believe actually happened. Now, they say that she shot the cop with his own gun. But the way it comes out in the examination and the cross examination is that his friend killed him in a cross fire situation. That he was trying to
believe that part.
But he shot his friend and killed his friend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But Asada was shot twice.
Shoulder, left chest, right up in there, yeah.
And the medical examiner testimony was that she could not have fired a gun. Pull the trigger of a gun because of her wounds.
That's right.
Now, the authority on that, if people care to begin an investigation of their own, in the book Asata, which you can get from Simon and Schuster or any one of them bookstores, you know.
Well, let me say this, Brother Kirk, and again, all you listeners, thank you for getting on as well as I see co-host Mayotte, your boy, has showed up as well. I'll get y'all just a minute. Let us see if she's going. I'll shake. But let me say this, though, Brother Curtis. Doing this shootout that you were talking about, evidence has shown, and even my research has shown, and even her defense argued that it would be medically impossible for her to have been the shooter since she was herself wounded.
That's right.
With the same arm that she would have to use to shoot him with.
Absolutely.
She herself was shot. So now, if she was shot herself, where did she get the weapon to shoot him?
Yeah.
Okay, and that was actually the defense's motive about being falsely accused and sentenced to a life sentence in prison, which, again, everybody, as I was telling people before y'all got on, thank y'all for joining us. She actually was sent into the women's prison in New Jersey and stayed there until 1979 when she escaped with the assistance of former Black Liberation Army members. And in 1984, she traveled and is still yet today in Cuba, where she was granted political asylum, which is a testament to the hate or anti-U.S. government that Cuban officials still have, and that is still due to the blockade that's still there now, which, again, that's not our topic tonight, but we'll talk about that later on, or another topic. That's a topic for a different show. But she's been granted asylum, and she's been living there ever since, and the United States government, through its FBI, has issued a $2 million reward for anybody who can capture and bring her back to the United States. Well, yeah. And then he also placed on what you call the FBI's most terrorist list since 2013. Mm-hmm. Wow. Man, I need to talk to you since you jumped on that. You know, that's how we go in order. Talk to me, man. What's going on with you? How's your day going? Tell me what you think about what you hear so far.
I'll say, you know, today's weather was hot, very hot out here. But on this particular call, I did want to mention the fact that it's a lot of mass shootings and stuff going on. I'm hearing too much of it, and a lot of that's going on. I've been watching and looking at the story that came on. I don't know if they released the man's name now, but he did that mass shooting just recently in the grocery store. And he had nigger written on his rifle as he shot and killed.
Wow.
And they posted the video. They posted the video of him shooting the Black woman in the head. No other footage.
Man, they didn't have to do that crap.
So now it's on social media. If people are watching, I don't know if that's going to be too much for you. But at the same time, we all need to watch what's going on right now and pay attention to the news, because they're just walking up into places and just shooting us in the head. They know exactly who they want to shoot. First, that was the first one he shot, was a Black woman. And then he proceeded to shoot everybody else. So please, get a firearm, learn how to shoot, learn how to protect yourself and your family, because it is getting worse. This is only just the beginning of the chaos. This is exactly what we're coming
about
to. I mean, unfortunately, it's not getting any better. So that means we're going to have to be prepared for what's coming. It may feel uncomfortable for you to carry your gun with you 24/7 or to have a loaded gun in your home, but it's okay. You'll get over that feeling because you know that you'll be able to protect you and yours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And back on the topic at hand, you know, they knew that she wasn't capable of shooting him. You know what I mean? They just wanted someone to blame. You know what I mean? They wanted
Black
to get
woman.
Any and everybody
a community
locked
down.
Up.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they're not gunning for us to be right. And even if we are right, they're going to still try to find some type of way to make us the bad guy in the situation. Like, they wouldn't protect themselves. They just... they were just out to kill him. You know what I mean? Just some bull crap, you know, that they try to make up. But like I say, y'all, it's war. This is war.
Somebody's drunk if they can't see it.
I'm like, you can't be asleep for this, man. You cannot walk through life of not using your situational awareness, not paying attention to what's going on around you, and especially if you have children or you you have dependents, whether they be older people, because I know some people take care of their parents and they're old, as they get older and they become the sole provider. I know that happens too, but we've got to have some type of, I don't care if you buy a shotgun for your home, even when you're going out to the store, you know, spending more and more. And we all need to really, if you know, we all need to get together. We all need to have some type of plan, whether it be in your home, to defend yourself. Practice, go to the range. They're taking their children. Their 9-year-old child, I was at the range last week, and they have their children in the range. It was like five.
Oh, yeah, I know it.
At least
that's,
3 to 4
that's
kids
the very
in
thing.
There with their parents.
Yeah, see, that is the very thing, Mia, that United Slaves, us, the Black Panther Party, Black Liberation Army, let me tell you something, and then I'm going to let some of the others get in here. See, when those brothers and sisters out there, see, they were targeted by the FBI and other government agencies because they interrupted the status quo, the relaxation, the wealth, the fame, and safety of the white power structure. Well, now with J. Edgar Hoover and those people like that existing at this time, you got to realize, too, that anybody else, as J. Edgar Hoover stated, then y'all can give me a jump in if you want to, as J. Edgar Hoover stated back then, his whole prompt was a COINTELPRO, and that is a counterintelligence program to counter anything that the Black Liberation Army and Black Muslims, Black churches, regardless, anytime they went against the status quo, his idea was to prevent a messiah from rising among the ranks. And he even stated back then that Malcolm X was the closest to that. So I'm trying to tell y'all, it's no question in my mind that all these black revolutionaries who were gunned down, shot, killed, imprisoned, and still many today, was for that reason to disrupt the status quo of black uprising, as they call it, black militants. So, and I mean, who was that 302 when I see like it? Talk to me about that, man. Who's that? Now, you don't have to, but the floor's open. So.
Over to. Yes, sir. This is brother, comrade, human rights pastor, Officer Daniel. Whole issue. Thank you and welcome, everyone. And greetings, Queen. Greetings. I know you've been.
Ashay,
I know you've been going through it, but we're out here to continue not to fight, but to make completion of your efforts that you started. We realize we're standing on the shoulders of greatness. Yes, we do. And it's called hybrid warfare, and it's called the white mind transfer. The more they can make imprison and make our people look as if they've done something wrong, then they can get society to agree that, okay, well, all the rest of them must be guilty of something. And you may not be guilty of what we've charged you with, but you've done something wrong in your life. And also, what we have to remember is it's the white mind transfer and the what's called controlled opposition. I heard Reverend Al Sharpton mentioned. Okay? Now, we know they have the platforms, they have the media, they have the outlet, they have the finances, they have everything they need. Now, not just Al Sharpton, but I'm talking about all our supposedly community leaders. They can end this right now. Movie stars, actors, athletes, everything. They can end this right now if they would just stand up all at once and say it. It's all about what you say. It's not about what you know. It's about what you say and what you do. That's where it's at, and that's what we're doing. That's why we're standing. I'm only one, but I'm one of many. And until we accept that fact and learn that they might be able to take one at a time, but they can't take all of us at one time.
No, but we got to be ready to fight.
We got to be ready. We've been at war, and they don't even realize. Some people don't even realize we're at war. As Harriet said, I could have been more if they only knew they were slaves.
Man, did you just hear what she said? This white man had "nigger" written on his weapon, and then started and just shot a black woman in the head. What is that telling y'all, man? These people are fearing that the unity in our community is getting so forcefully strong now, and with all these groups, like I said, and Mayad and others have been, and Sparkle and others have been saying, and yourself, man, to hell with all these damn titles, man. Let's get together. I don't give a damn. I don't see what you are. You look just like and get being murdered and shot down just like I do because you look like me. Okay? I'm not worried about being a professional or in front, in the back, if I can be the one mopping the doggone floor and you successful, when they walk through that door, man, I'll mop the floor next. What's on?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's it. And thank y'all. Remember, it's one thing that we can do.
Go ahead, sister, and then I'll continue. It's getting to that point to where, and I tell people all the time, because I have a title, you know what I mean? That's fine. But really, it means nothing to me. And I don't say that out of disrespect. I say that out of the fact that when it's time for this is to accelerate and to become a full-blown war, then there's not, you know, my title don't matter at all. You know what I mean? I'm a black woman at the end of the day. I am black at the end of the day. That's all they see, and that's all, you know, that's all they're going to acknowledge is that. You know what I mean? And they'll target me or you just like we animals on the street.
Yeah, well, remember, remember, that's what they call us, chattel.
Well, that's right.
That's
we can't
cattle.
Live without
that's
a definition.
Animal.
That's right.
Yes. And but this is what I want to say. Okay. I know that UN is just a figurehead. I know they're not a military force. They don't have an army. They use the armies of the countries to do what they do, you know, they create a coalition. And that's what goes in when there's humanitarian intervention, atrocities, human rights violations, genocide. That's what they do. Okay, but remember now, all people have the right of self-determination. Now, not the Fuchi-Tashkalia version. If we just invoke our right of self-determination, that means all people have this right. This was ratified in 1992. It was ratified. Plus, we have that new Atlantic Charter that was just re-signed June 10th of 2021. Joe Biden said they wish all people would be returned to their proper status and the proper control of their own lives, you know, put them back in their own power. These are two things that we have that is undisputable and that can't be denied. But the issue is we can't get enough people to understand and get that message out fast enough, that if they all just assert their right of self-determination, which is the supreme law of the United States and 193 other countries, which we are 150 majority countries.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
well, let me
started.
Say this, brother, you're absolutely right. Hold on, you can have her back. Now, my mind is spinning right now. Let me tell y'all something. You're absolutely right, brother. But self-determination means diddly squat or nothing to us. Until we can get aside, put aside our differences, I'm tall, you short, you got more money, I don't, you got a blue car, I got a rib. This is our problem, and we've been so thoroughly brainwashed on that slave plantation that our slave plantation has met us from the small farms and things, and now it has followed us all the way through a larger plantation, which is the United States itself. Now, our sister, Asada Shakur, let me tell y'all something. The only reason the police is after and FBI after so bad, listen carefully, because them brothers and sisters now was ready to take anybody's damn head off, including police, and they did do it when you got coming me wrong, because I know what your mindset is about killing me. You see? So the same thing that may I just talked about, this man can run up with a gun, talking about nigga on it and shoot his lady in the head, this sister was aware of that. Yeah. Coley, all those people, they are aware of it. Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, everybody was aware. Look what happened to them, y'all. I'm not going to be satisfied till my sister's able to come home and quit living in exile unless she wants to be there. I'm tired of this, y'all. We got to stand up. We got to be now the modern-day Black Liberation Army. We got to be the now modern-day Black Panther. We got to be the now modern-day Huey P. Newton Gun Club. These are what we have to do, man. Fred Hampton Gun Clubs. Everybody can have their own, but look at all of us talking about weapons, so we believe in the weapons. What are we going to do with it? Sparkle, talk to me. What are we going to do? Give me some help. Somebody give me some help around here. You don't have to now, but I'm just saying. Anybody else, you can speak, man.
No,
I'm on the floor.
I'm
we're going to keep talking to y'all. Well, come on.
My philosophy is this. Until they start crying, our people will keep dying.
Whoa.
You said until they, what did you say?
Until until they start crying, our people will continue dying. And we have said this on many occasions. We've said this on many occasions. If a cop kills someone, one of our people or whatever, you know, for any reason, if he's, and unless he's committing the act of hurting someone else, we got to give them their due as far as protection of someone else. They kill one of us, we kill one of their children, from no matter where or who. It doesn't matter whether it's the cop that did the actual killing, because that'll make the other ones bring terror to their minds that if I do something to this man, another fellow officer might lose their child.
It's going
to
happen. Yeah.
That's what needs to happen.
Let me say this right here. The Black Panther, I told y'all, like I said, y'all know this is the time, it's open. I'm just fired up. Well, let me tell y'all something. The Black Panther Party, the BPP, their original stance was self-defense. Watch it now. It was through their movement, through Bobby Seale and Huey P. Newton, in October 1966 in Oakland, California, that the FBI started getting real antsy now. J. Hoover said, oh, man, wait a minute. These niggas talking about feeding the community. They're talking about educating the community. They're talking about giving them medical treatment free. Free food. Wait a minute, y'all ain't talking about turning their weapons too? Oh, no, these Negroes are trying to be independent. We can't allow this. Go infiltrate them. Okay? So when you're talking about self-defense, watch this here. That means you're conscious-minded in knowing that something is lurking or treating you so desperately and so mind-bogglingly that you're aware now, so we just can't really embrace you anymore. Now, listen very carefully, everybody. I don't know if a lot of you know this. But those people, those brothers there, had a tie to the Marxist-Leninist movement, a communist movement. Okay? There's nothing wrong with communism. Now, don't let anybody tell you that. But it's wrong when it comes to the United Snakes of America. Why? Because they are democracy, which simply means a demonic system designed to protect powers that be right today. Somebody talk to me.
I'm like, yes, they, sir. You know... That's why all this is set up for, you know, to keep them where they're at and to control population, to control us in general. You know, it doesn't cease to amaze me. That's why my mind is more geared to war than it is roses and flowers.
You out
here like everything's good. Because, you know, like I said, it could have been me. It could have been anybody else.
Of course.
You know, just going to the grocery store, crossing the street, you know what I mean? And just get shot in the head. And it pisses me off more that it was one of our people, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I be pushing, like, it's not a game. It's not a fashion show. Get you a damn gun and learn how to use it. Because this is what it's coming to. You know what I mean?
It's an army fight.
Exactly what it's coming to.
Yes. It's definitely an army fight.
I'm like, in certain instances, it's a lot slower down here than it is in other states. But in other states, I get videos all the time showing how these gruesome killings to our people, and they're just not being broadcasted. They're not being broadcasted. But it's happening.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, absolutely. I see you, listen to what you're saying. But everybody seems to be taking a page from one another. And like I said, and like Minister Farrakhan said, and listen to this carefully, he said, when they die and we die, then soon we're going to sit at a table. We're going to talk about. We're tired. We want some of this earth. Or we'll tear this goddamn country up. Y'all heard me?
Yeah.
I told you I listen, I read, and I'm very perceptive. Somebody come on now. Y'all know, like, when I get to rolling, boy, I don't play. Y'all, so y'all can interrupt. Come on in and y'all don't interrupt me. Y'all know, I'm looking for your revolutionary ideas, your mindsets, what we need to do. How can we become self-determination, our own governments? How can we bring our sisters, Sada Shakur, back home and other in exile today? How can we get our brothers, black revolutionaries and sisters out of them damn stinking ass hell holes at the end today, simply in it because of the different political views that they got.
Conditions dictate everything. The conditions do not dictate black people raising up and practicing self-defense.
Mm.
Conditions dictate that they be passive resistors to get along with the people, to keep their job, to keep their job, to make their wives happy, that they working themselves to death. Conditions dictate that resistance be created because of the conditions that we live under. We live under abnormal conditions. In revolutionary African countries, these people suffered enormous cruelty, like in the Congo, with, I forget the ruler of the Congo's name, he was a Belgian man. If a child stole a cookie because he was hungry, he had his hand cut off.
Okay,
if he tried to run away, he had his foot cut off. But they do the same thing here today in the communities that we live in. They do it in such a way that you think you had your hand cut off or your foot cut off. They do it psychologically. Psychology is the game that they have perfected in neocolonialism. And I bring that word up, neocolonialism.
I'm fully familiar with it.
That's what they're using today to control the African American community. And let me be specific about that. When I say the African American community, people be saying, well, you shouldn't be using that. You should be using we African people. We African people here in America. Well, Malcolm X was the one that coined the African American community to separate what was going on here in America. Because people were playing games with them words. People wearing dashikis and getting their hair done a certain way made them African people. But African Americans, they call us fools and buffoons. But the definition of an African American is that they are the people that the neocolonialist Africans captured and held in captivity to be placed on slave ships, to be brought to America, to be slaves for the white racist community. And they started, they don't talk a lot about it, but in South Carolina, the Cowans, they had the largest slave plantation in America. And their name is still popular in political circles. And South Carolina is where they perfected the art of psychologically breaking African people in the Negro and
Rebel.
And right now today, you got a senator from a black senator from South Carolina who defends white people more than he do black people. It's very sad, but we believe what they say quicker than we believe what you say. And you're seeing a great deal of that going on right now. Like that man shot that woman in her head in Buffalo, New York. That's common knowledge now. But do you think that has an effect on the Negro people? There's a difference between Negroes and Americans. There's a specific African Americans are the people that came here against their will. Africans came here on their own free will to be part of the system. And you see them all over America today. Now, there's a young lady
named Tucson. I forget what her name is, but I give it to you before I go. She got a tape out, man, that explains it so clear. A little baby can understand it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
and I give that to you.
Let me say this right quick. I'm going to say a little bit about a few more things about my sister, Black Queen, Asada Shakur. And then, as y'all know, this is about the time where we have round table. In other words, it's not time to get off, but in other words, you can basically say what you want, talk about what you want. I want to make sure that everybody got an understanding about who this beautiful black protester was. She wasn't this mad, vicious, raving, mad dog animal that the United States government so viciously tried to label as being. This sister here was a real Black Panther Party organizer. She organized protests, went to community education programs, helped feed the kids in New York. Okay, she was with the Harlem branch of the Black Panther Party. I mean, she was also with the free breakfast program for the kids, free clinics, community outreach programs. Do you understand now why the government was after these black beautiful brothers and sisters at that particular time? Because they were not establishing the democratic status quo of what the United States imbibed on and thrived off of. Once again, everybody, did any of y'all catch me a while ago when I said they were pro-communist? Okay? And the federal government feared that with a black group this heavy and other black groups like them, if they was to spread communism, it's going to be a wide-world threat. And they felt that the communist countries like Russia and China were inspiring these brothers and sisters. As I told y'all, man, we're going to get a little bit heavy and heavy and deeper as we go on. A lot of this stuff, like I said, I was holding back. But I see now we have the right group. We can really learn and grow and understand each other together. It was all about the black history, not history anymore. It's about black history in the United States. The Black Liberation Army had their time. Go ahead, somebody. Go ahead.
There's a very good informative book written by Asada. The title of the book
is
Asada, an autobiography.
Uh-huh.
It's what she wrote, and you can get that book in almost any bookstore. Asada, an autobiography. I have
mm-hmm.
it right here. I look through it often when it's about her. Now, what a lot of people don't understand is that there are some white people that are truly revolutionaries that was working with.
Oh, no, there's some out there. I never said they weren't.
Yeah.
You count them on one hand.
There's one that I communicated with for years. Her name is Marilyn Buck. Marilyn Buck is the woman that the police say organized her escape from the prison. That walked inside of the maximum security prison down in Virginia and walked out with her and kept her safe until they were able to find someone to fly her to Cuba. Marilyn Buck was captured after that, and they treated her bad, man. They treated her bad. She died of cancer in the penitentiary.
Oh, okay.
They never could prove what they said, but that didn't mean nothing because they had her in their custody. Marilyn Buck is a revolutionary. And one of the brothers there told me about her before I knew anything about it. His name was Albert Washington. He was a revolutionary that was associated very closely with Marilyn, with Asada Shakur. They were comrades,
okay.
You know. And Albert Washington told me about her. You know, if you ever see her, help her. You know. And
okay.
I started to write.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me say this here. Very, very informative words, brother. It's definitely something to bite off of. I definitely like to absorb a lot of everything what y'all tell me. But let me add while we're on the subject as well. Again, like I said, in about 5 minutes, y'all, we can definitely open up and talk about what you want again. We just want to make sure it gets really moisturized in our brains that this sister here was a great mathematician. I mean, when I say mathematician, I don't mean in math. I'm talking about in the way she handled herself. Now, I'm going to scare a lot of our people who listen to us. And let me just tell y'all, our black revolutionary brothers and sisters who were with various organizations and programs were anti-government. And now let me scare y'all a little further. That means they robbed banks, shot down police, and did drug dealers in. Okay, y'all? So we're not talking about squeaky clean, I'm innocent. But those were the necessary steps they felt they had to take, y'all. Because, number one, let's go back to what I briefly said. We all know we need money. And what was the money? In the banks that the Caucasian run and control. Now, y'all talking to me. Now, don't start it with me. Y'all know I'm going to do things. Okay? Then when you're talking about killing the police, weren't they always the one who's going to come after you when you took out the bank? Okay? And who is the one that's destroying more of our community more so than anybody, even in a white man? And that is people look like you and me doing what? Selling those nasty, stinking, mind-boggling, killing drugs. You can't form a unity like that. You have to sit back and examine every step that you took. So, y'all, what I'm telling y'all, our brothers and sisters at that time had to use extreme measures to get that point across. Talk to me.
You're absolutely right. That's why they charged me with bank robberies and criminal facilities. You know, I had five businesses in Brooklyn and parts of Brooklyn and Manhattan. You know, I had a good income coming in. I had worked for the Rockefeller Foundation, and they promoted me a lot, you know. And then one day, I got drafted, and I'm not going to go through the training that I received, but after I got out of the Army, I went back to working in my businesses, you know.
Okay.
These people know that we got brains. That they can't get around them, they can't go over them, and they can't deal with them. So what do they do? They got to remove you, and that's where the bank robbery charges came in.
Okay.
You know?
I already know, man. I know how they set people up, man.
They do that
all the time. It's like that. I'm sitting here looking back because I spend a lot of time, you know, studying, paying attention to current news, looking at past events that happened, you know, with revolutionaries, the ones that are more popular than others or not as popular because, you know, it's so many untold stories that don't get, you know, broadcasted even within.
That's right.
Us of the woke community, revolutionary community that we don't really talk about. But all these things that they're doing now, they have done before or they have found
a more effective way.
They found a more effective way to, you know, take us out. I mean, that's pretty much all they have to say. They want to take us out. And they're doing it slowly as time progresses. You know, because they don't want the real smoke when it comes to they come outside with these guns because for one they know some of their people won't be they won't even want to do that mess, you know, to us. They know that they're going to create a huge division within their people, and of course us. We're going to be at war, and some of them may be right next to us. You know what I mean?
Not
they're
sure.
Like, why would they even do that? You know what I mean? So. That's why I just be like, you know, it's a lot that we can learn from history about these people. You know, that's what they do to us. They try to learn our patterns and try to learn things that we do. And they sit back and they take time to study us in order to find a more effective way to down or to even kill us. So, you know, back to what we talked about, you know, She really put out all this stuff for us, even though she's in Cuba. You know, she's put out all this information for us, and that's how I look at it. That's how I look at it with all the revolutionaries that sacrificed their lives, that sacrificed their freedom. You know what I mean? Even the more radical things that they've done, they didn't just do it just because, oh, I just feel like, you know, like this man did. You know what I mean? It's because, damn it, we're sick of it. And we know you're going to try to kill us. We know you're going to try to do this. So you know what? It's almost about that time. I'm finna just go ape crap on you. You know what I mean? So they know.
But
they
we can't let you go like that, man. I know you. See, that lets me know that you're a real revolutionary because you're so tired of it. You're ready to go almost rambunctiously to just kill anything in your sight like that first call that will drive you. But no, we need people like you to continue to do what you're doing, to continue to guide the young ladies that's going to come beneath you that's right now following you. We don't just want to be emotional just yet.
Yeah.
Because when it, you know, all revolutionary war breaks loose, you know. No, no, I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying. I know you. I'm telling your feelings.
Yeah,
I'm saying you're right. No, no. I'm just saying you're right. But we're going to continue to...
We've got to be prepared. That's my biggest thing. You know, I'm going to go to the range tomorrow. I want people to really take this seriously because, you know, it's not about if we like the gun, if, you know, all these other scenarios or situations that go across your head that make you not want to get a gun. It's not the gun that kills people. It's the person that kills people.
That's right.
The person behind the gun, the operator that kills an individual. You know what I mean? So we've got to keep that in mind, especially when you're teaching at a young age and even just mentioning guns to the younger generation. You know, if my grandmother was still living, I would have probably bought her a gun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, because I wouldn't want anyone to do that to my mother, my grandmother, and I try to push that, you know, like I do on the radio, I try to push that to my family, like, hey, man, I'm not going to always be around you with a gun to protect the both of us. So you have to have something on you. You know what I mean? Because it could go sideways at any moment, just like this moment in history that happened. You know what I mean? That could easily happen again. You know what I mean?
Well, it's going to.
And it's getting worse. So a piece of past history and applying that to what's going on now, you're going to have to be prepared for those situations where, because you're not going to be able, you may not be able to obviously identify these people from tattoos and all this stuff. Most of them are not going to have that on them nowadays because they know that we are looking for that. We are looking for the distinguishing mark to, you know, this person definitely connected with someone. So now they just walk around in regular gym clothes, you know, feeling like everything's okay, and then now they do this. You know what I mean? So then you have the media and everybody else that comes into the situation or comes in the knowledge of it and starts twisting everything to make it seem like we're crazy and all this stuff. The only time they don't do that is when they cannot pull anything from anywhere. Like in this similar situation where this man, you know, went on this mass killing. They couldn't twist that up, but I'm pretty sure they had He was mentally ill. No.
I always say that, man, when one of them get loose, when one of us.
Sick.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I always say
they
that.
They were savages. They were animals. They, you know, that's what they say about us. You know what I mean?
But
it really be their own people that be doing this stuff. You know what I mean? That are really the savages at heart because nothing is wrong up there. Is they have a target that premeditated murder. You know what I mean? Premeditated crimes that they already have lined up. You know what I mean? To commit against
us. Ma'am.
And that's on a broad scale. You know what I mean? These people plan this crap out. You know what I mean? When they kill us.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they have so many darn stories to give you. But That's all I got to say, Michael, before I go off.
Well, hey, no, but you, wrong point. And like I said, I mean, a lot of people online, they're just not saying anything. But we're glad that they're probably absorbing the information in the knowledge, which is great. But we'll let you know, y'all definitely, you know, you're welcome to pop on in. Thank you, New Jersey. Valinda from New Jersey. We got Robert from Ohio. All right. Vivian from New Mexico. Oh, way down. Hey, y'all. Hey. Stay on in there with us. I mean, we can't get all y'all on the show because we only have a limit of about 10, but y'all know we won't let you know we acknowledge you. But let me say this. Again, y'all just get in and break me up when y'all get ready, man. I mean, like I said, I'm on a roll. But self-determination, y'all. What that means is that we have to have a consciousness of there being a need to change the status quo of how we're being treated here in the Western Hemisphere in the diaspora. From my homeland, Africa, in a foreign land that Abraham said would become ours anyway. Now, come on, y'all. It's here for us. But we're constantly fighting one another. As we continue to fight one another, we're giving those other folks strength to come up with other various ideas and motivations to keep us divided and conquered. The damn, all these diseases. Come on. Go ahead, man. Talk to me.
Thing that attracted me to the struggle was the Black Panther Party for self-defense. That's what attracted me to the struggle. When I saw these young men standing up to the police,
yes, sir,
taking their guns from them and whooping their asses in front of the community, that attracted me to the Black Panther Party. And I said, I wanted to be just like them. They say, you too old. I say, no, I ain't.
The thing, Curse, the you thing, say, long as you got breath, you're going to be right there with them. I hear you, brother.
Got me put in jail quite a few times. The thing that most people have, they live in fear. They don't want to go to jail. And their mothers are telling the young men, if you listen to certain talks they're having out there, you're going to wind up in jail, and I ain't going to be able to get you out.
Yes, sir.
So once they lose the fear is when they free up their mind and their body to do what it is that they have to do. Self-defense.
But, hey, you know what, Curtis? Let me say this like what you just said. Until we get the mindset, again, y'all, please, everybody, I see a lot of y'all with the lights lit up on the screen here, so, man, when y'all can talk when you get ready, so we're not trying to bulldog anything. Y'all already know that. So, Brother Curtis, like you just said, brother, you know I've been knowing you for many years. You've been a fighter all along, brother, man, and I've been inspired by you. I mean, I consider you as one of my long-awaited mentors because you taught me so much, always sending me very revolutionary things about Cambodia and Africa and Congos and different things of this nature that I've been able to imbibe into my mindset. So I want to tell everybody else that's listening, and those of you who are here to show later on, by the way, we tape the show, so if you want a copy of it, everybody let me know. But anyway, self-determination, man, this is a process by which we as a group of people, y'all, we have to get together and say, hold up, man. We tired of what y'all doing up. This government is not a government of the people. It is a government by them. But watch this here. Even their own incomplete, unconstitutional document says that if the people are unsatisfied with the government is being run by the people running it, that we can overthrow it. So don't let anybody say that you're doing wrong when you talk about I want to overthrow a government. But they're using that's a double whammy, that double talk. They're talking against you because with us, it is black nationalism. That we're focused more on black issues, black determination, black food. Okay, black potato chip and beans or whatever. Yes, we are participating on because you've excluded us out of all this fun. Man, you didn't include us into the mainstream of American politics. And I'm glad you can't no longer hide me if you tell me now you want to give me some because you didn't suddenly change your mind. All right? So we have to understand these folks. Man, you can't trick me no more giving me a car or a house or some money in a bank and let me work in your damn corporation. Your corporation is what held me down. Got my people in bondage. We build your America up to what it is today. You would still be a wasteland without me, sucker. So be real quiet while you're a good boy before I get on. You know, so, you know, this is y'all, this is where I am, y'all. Educating and being educated myself, because when y'all talk, I get taught too. Yes, I learn from all of y'all. So let us continue to do what we're doing. I'll show you. That's why I said for the next 6 weeks, we're going to talk about none but revolutionaries who are long gone, who have been forgotten, and who modern-day people know nothing about, but yet they are responsible for us being able to be on the radio and talking the way we are today.
And let them mess
up. I'll show you.
Like I said, we're standing on the shoulders of greatness.
Yes.
Right.
I say.
Right.
I'm like, hold yourself accordingly. That's why my peers, I don't push hard, but at the same time, when I see, people are getting into it or whatever amongst our people, I'll be like, why are we fighting each other? We got enough.
Yeah, that's what I
want to
know.
Hell,
stop it.
You know. We got enough going on right now to not be paying attention, you know, to not be warring against each other. You know what I mean? We don't have time for that anymore. And I mean, I always push the thing that everybody, you know, it's now said, be woke, be conscious. You know what I mean? Don't go back to sleep. Don't put it off to the side, you know, because this is the reality that we live in. You know what I mean? This is getting, you know, now we're able to see the chaos almost on a weekly to monthly basis of shootings and killings and, you know, of stuff going on across the nation and even overseas. You know what I mean? So let's be mindful of the climate that we live in. We don't live in daisies and roses. We don't live in bubbly moments. They're wonderful to have and it's beautiful, but we all have to be dangerous at the same time. We can't let up off of it as much as we want to relax and be in the comfort. You know, people are running in homes, you know, all these things. But we were pre-warned before about this stuff. We were pre-warned that this stuff was going to come from revolutionaries before us. And we need to really heed those warnings and go back and listen and watch and pay attention, you know, and see, okay, this crap is really happening. You know what I mean? It's really happening here. So that's all I got to say.
Right.
Before you go,
that's it, man. Y'all come on in. Y'all look here, man. I'm going to get mad at y'all because you know what? Y'all know I ain't never talked this much bulldog in the show like I'm doing it tonight. Y'all set me up, man.
Brother
y'all,
Michael, Brother Michael, here I come. I'm going to help you out.
Yeah.
One of the issues here is we're at war and they don't even know it. A lot of our people don't even know it. They don't even know it. We've been at war for the last 20 centuries. At the minimum, 20 centuries. But when you spoke about the government, when they're not acting into the benefit of all people, you have a right to alter or abolish it.
Yeah.
Alter or abolish. That's in their constitution, but it's also in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and International Covenants. We just aren't aware of it. We have the people, and everyone on here, Brother Michael, I'm going to give a website, a link.
Come on with it.
It's justiceconference.live/Detroit. justiceconference.live/Detroit. But as you enter that into the system to come online, make sure you keep pulling it together because it will separate. They got the algorithm set up and the bots that'll separate it. Okay, so justiceconference.live.
Okay, give it to me one more time. Say that again.
justiceconference.live/Detroit. And once it opens, all you have to do is hit launch web. Launch web.
Launch web. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have back. First, let me ask you again if I ask.
Yeah, that's Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay.
Okay.
And yes, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Join the conference. We're gonna give you the key. We have the key. We have the blueprint to end all of this. It's just we all have to come together.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
And I appreciate.
And while we're on the subject that you talked about, brother,
before.
As a lot of people don't even realize either, too, that the United Nations Charter it clarifies actually the term self-determination itself. Now, even though it's talking about the state having a right to have its own self-determination in the sense of running its own laws and policies and procedures, all we have to do is break it down, y'all, and say that it's talking about us individually. You see what I'm saying? These are coded messages that have these policies and practices that these people constitute and protect themselves with. They know they're not talking about all of us, so what we have to do is borrow the language from them and then apply it to us both politically, economically, socially, culturally. And then from that self, that's when our self-determination comes. Because why? We want to break away from the Stooges, Negro Stooges, who in turn a number of watered-down black-white Negroes as informants and plants to go back and tell Massa every time we sneeze wrong or every time we take the left foot over the right foot. That's why a majority of our programs and projects and organizations fail, because they demand the power that be know about our moves before we get out off the ground.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
The thing that we don't do is we don't contradict people when they say shit that we know ain't true.
You could be at a
meeting and you know what they do is lying. And we don't contradict them in front of everybody like they do us when we telling the truth. They try to find a way to make us sound like fools. I've had it done so many times. Man, I think I was drunk. I'm telling you just like it is, man. These neo-colonialists, Kagame of Rwanda, he got courses here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They got political positions. They running for office right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Kagame, the man who's responsible for the murder of 500,000 Rwandans. He has people right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And these niggas believe
it. Oh, you mean he was part of who? Two Tiffy? Debacle?
Curtis?
Yeah.
Really? Obama. Oh, the Hutus and Tutsis. I remember that when both the leaders in those countries were died in an airplane crash. And that's when they really went amok after that, man. Their brothers and sisters started fighting each other 500,000. That's when I heard about that, 1984.
He's the one that ordered them to shoot down that plane with the two leaders on it. Obama, he's the one that ordered to be shooting down at the plane with the two leaders on it.
And I get tired of it. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy, man.
Nah. Yeah, Obama, he ordered the butcher slaying of 500,000 people. It might even be a million.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I was keeping closely anything with our African. Like I said, being a Pan-Africanist, I can't help but know it. If I don't know something about my homeland over there, I'm faking and shaking the funk. I'm talking about me now. I ain't talking about anybody. I said me. Yeah, straight up. Yeah. I don't mind about it. I want to connect between the diaspora, our Africans in the diaspora right here, and our African brothers and sisters in our Kibo land, the land of the dark-skinned people. This is why power come in, because there's right today offering us certain land and certain power and actually calling a lot of us home. Y'all believe it or not, man, a lot of people have left America and have gone home and over there running businesses and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not just talking this stuff. I'm telling y'all, go on, y'all can study and look it up. So it's not necessary for us to go that way.
True.
But I'm saying let's keep them in our palms to where we need those brothers and sisters for finances. You're going to need, and guess what, y'all? The brothers and sisters over there today say, well, hey, man, whenever y'all decide to wake up, let us know. We're ready to help you financially. And don't get to thinking everybody talking, well, all the Africans hate us because white man taught them that, man, don't you let them laughing at brothers and sisters when a white man couldn't even say hi to them right today. We're getting his neck cut off. Don't get to thinking about talking, well, they, all the black hate y'all Africans. They taught this. No, they're just the ones that want to come over and get the status quo with America. Yeah, come on, man.
That's the key ingredient. Clinically researched food streams, that's optimal. And
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I thought somebody said. All right, y'all. We're getting ready to go down here. We got to do. Got to probably go around the rink in the corner here. 2 minutes here apiece here because we're getting down about 18 minutes, and then we like to let everybody know. But before I go there, I want everybody to know that next Thursday we're going to do a show on Angela Davis. And then after her, the beautiful sister, Revolutionary Angela Davis, who again had a direct connect with Jonathan and George Jackson. And she was actually on trial for part of that debacle that where the judges and several other people were killed right there in that courtroom. And again, what's Rochelle McGee was actually one of the people as well and was also arrested for that and in charge today, right there in jail for that. So, y'all, we're going to be talking about that situation. And also, we're going to talk about that following Saturday. We're going to talk about our brother Huey P. Newton. And then after a week after him, we're going to talk about brother Malcolm X. And then after that, we're going to talk about, Jomo Kenyatta. You know, just various things. Y'all, to let them know, man, we had revolutionary before we got here. You know, we had revolutionary that, like I said, you had great stocks of great kings and queens. You wasn't a slave when you got here. That's just the name they gave you when they got you here. You know, you had people there having culture, civilization, democracies, and, oh, man, mummy finding remains, and, oh, my God, irrigation plants, and actually built the pyramids today that still baffle even the white so-called echelon scientist who's unable to break it down. I'll come in. Oh, yeah. I love my history, y'all. I keep trying to tell you, but I love it. I mean, I study all the time. You hear me? And something that I don't remember, guess what? I'm glad to say I don't remember because, like I said, y'all going to teach me something as long as y'all stay on the show. Y'all teach me something every time.
I'll show you.
So, brother, Kelly, let me go and give you the first 2.5 minutes up front. We're going to go from there and then. Actually, man, you got something to say. Well, actually, we'll give you 3 or 4 minutes anyway afterwards. So we'll let Brother Curtis come on through, and then you can say something. You know, we usually end it. Go ahead, somebody. Somebody come on. Anybody.
Well, the thing that I'm emphasizing now is when you have people talking contradictory shit, lying, bring it up on it and point out what it is that they're lying about. Because if you get what Himmler's, Adolf Himmler's number one prognosis said that people will believe a big lie quicker than they will a little one. And that's
why truth is unbelievable.
You know, pointing out contradiction is what the Black Panther Party used to do at meetings when they had them in the community I lived in Brooklyn. They'd have a meeting. They'd have all of these neo-colonialist niggas trying to show how they was wrong, and they had their game together. Man. They had their shit together. They're showing with scientific facts what was going on. They're some brilliant kids. The police and the FBI and the intelligence community killed 200 Black Panthers. I got so many pictures. I'm going to send them to you. I'm going to send them to you, brother.
I'm always ready, brother, what you give me. I'll be laying it out. I'll be lacing them in some of my brothers and sisters in Africa right now. I communicate with them. They love it, too, man, I'm inspiring them as well.
Brothers, can I give
right now I'm on the committee of... When I'm over there now. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead on, bro.
Can I give another link?
Yeah. What you mean? Can you give
us
some shit? Hold on. Let me get some ready. All right. Go ahead.
If you can hear me.
Yeah.
This Daniel again. Another link to go to register is mypower.app. Always remember to pull it all together. Mypower.app. A is in Apple, P is in Paul. Mypower.app. My power. Go to these sites and come on Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern, justiceconference.live/Detroit. We're using Detroit as a home base, which is going to be our capital. If all the people on this program right now come to that conference Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern, justiceconference.live/Detroit, and where we can explain and help them to better understand. It's actually an educational thing. It's informative. It's giving what we need to show what we can do. It's in our hands. Everywhere you turn, all other nations have done it. We are 193 member states of the United Nations. It's 193. We're 150 of those 193. So that means it's only 43 European nations. So we cannot
lose. Talk about
lose.
It now. Look at what you're talking about.
We cannot,
you're right.
Yes. We cannot lose. But the thing is this. I follow Moorish science. I follow the Nation of Islam. I follow and listen to everyone and what they're saying.
Yes,
but I'm still doing my own thing, which is we have one destiny. I don't care who you are, what you believe in, atheist, Judaism, Protestant. I don't care. That's not what the problem is. The problem is you still have tan, melanin in your skin, and that's what makes you a criminal or a target to them. So until we understand and listen and take that to heart, don't just take it as advice. Don't take it as advisory. Take it to heart. They don't want us on this planet because as long as we exist, the truth exists that we are God's chosen.
Oh my God, no.
That's it. That's the problem. We are God's chosen, and anything we do will change the world. Anybody we procreate with is going to bring them to our side. It's going to give them melanin. They can't stand that. They can't. That. Who wants to be second? Okay, we were first. As long as we exist, the Jews know who they call these Jews now. They know we are the truth. And the more truth comes out, the rougher and tighter and more deadly it's going to get. So as the sister said, arm yourselves and don't be afraid. And the one gentleman mentioned about his age. He was saying, how old he is. Your finger still works. That's what matters. Your finger still works.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is point and shoot. If you can't hit a target, get a shot. Simple as that. But we better.
I'm
going to
tell somebody else step in, y'all. And if y'all ain't going to say nothing, we're going to let the brother keep talking. We got about 13 minutes. So, I mean, I like to say a lot of y'all still been on it and you still flash. I know y'all absorbing this knowledge. Y'all drinking that soup we giving you, so that's all that matters because I know y'all taking it in.
I ain't shy. I'm going to talk. I'm going to tell you. It's out of love. See, everyone thinks it's the blood. It's not the blood. It's not the blood. It's the love of your people, the love, because I'm not related to no one directly that I know of, actually all are related, that's in our coalition. But I love them all. They stole this line. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. No, we so love the world that we're giving our, so let's stop.
Yeah.
Let's stop. Giving up our sons and daughters and elders. That's what they do. It's a psychological warfare program. It's a white mind transfer. They have you in a state of flux. You want to go. Leaders that stand out when something happens, first thing, and I hate to put Mr. Sharpton under the bus, but I have to do it.
Yeah, that's something he did. You get him out there. People need to hear stuff.
Right. Right. He runs and calms the people down. Don't calm the people down. You know what it takes. He tells the people, you're grouped up by 10, 20,000. Invoke your rights. Assert your rights to self-determination. You don't have to take this. When the people is not happy with what the government is doing, the people have a right. Well, first of all, when the people are not happy with their lives, then the city or the local government is supposed to act on it. If the local government refuses to act on it, then the federal government is supposed to act on it. If the federal government refuses or denies to act on it, then it's up to the people.
24/7.
To the people.
I'm tired of it.
I'm ashamed.
Come on, man. Somebody out there. Y'all, look here. I ain't going to give y'all none of my ice cream next time I catch y'all. Y'all keep this up.
My thing is, like I said, we all on the same page, and I'm at this point now. It's too much information out here. It's too much knowledge out here. It's too much that people should be paying attention to that they're not. I will wake up everybody I can, But, you know, it's going to be casualty of war after that point. I'm not playing with y'all because it's at that time. Now, we can't afford, you know, to be in the middle of war. You know, hey, come on now. Do you see them shooting and killing us? Hey. Like, you've got to see that for yourself all over social media. Like, some of our people don't want to acknowledge the fact that we are at war. They just look at it and be like, oh, that's tragic. You know what I mean? Or get fired up for 2 minutes and then it's over. Whoever want to get on board, whoever want to actually acknowledge what's actually going on and the truth and sees how dangerous it is, start letting other people around you know. And if they're not wanting to get on board, let them be, because they're going to have to figure it out the hard way when it comes to their front door. Hopefully not. I'm not wishing nothing on nobody, but this is how it is. We already have this. We already got this crap in Oklahoma. This is a small movement. This is a slow moving state, and we've got it here. Can just imagine the big cities like Los Angeles and of course, New York is where it happens. You know what I mean? So we've got to start waking up. There's no time to play. There's no time for us to pat you on the back and say, hey, guess what? It's a war. No, it's not. We can't do that anymore. We can't afford to do that. We're going to have to progressively move in this war strategy that we're going to have to create. We don't really want to do this. You know, we want to live in peace. But because of who we are and the color of our skin, that is already declaring war. Even our children are noticing that. At a young age, they hate me.
Exactly.
They
what
beat up on me.
An official,
you know, they're doing this to me. You know what I mean? Because they're breeding the hate at a young age. You know what I mean? So we got to wake up.
Look at this.
You know, and
think about what just happened happened last month with the University of Delaware students, my state, the lacrosse team, how they went down to Florida to play, you know, a lacrosse tournament. Okay? To go down there, the tournament goes good, everything's fine. On their way back up, coming through Georgia, they get stopped because they say the driver was kind of whatever in the left lane. They said attendance in the left lane on the tour bus. Right. Well, but what they did was, as when they stopped him for supposedly him being in the left lane, since he's the driver, that was the only person that they should have questioned. But what they ended up doing was bringing the dogs, the drug sniffing dogs, up and saying that we're gonna check the bus for if anyone has drugs or anything on the bus, then I can't help you. And they went into those students' personal belongings and went searched with the drug dogs and everything and found nothing. But there's a black coach, there's a black president of the university, and they were all black children on the bus. Now, where do they do that at? That was in Georgia. Now, that tells you that they're targeting our children, which they always have been. So the point is this. You better act now. That's
on,
it.
Time
is up.
Yeah, I'll show you. Now, give me a minute. I got to get ready to close out the show y'all with, but I don't like to want to leave anybody hanging, and especially we got an audience out here, so we don't like to let them go, and we just vanish without, give them their acknowledgement. Again, y'all, I'm Bobby Wee Toffa right here in Oklahoma City. Your host with the most, my co-host is me at your boy. We right in Oklahoma City once again on People Power Radio. This is your show. We don't run anything. We just make it possible for you to get on and tell us a little bit about what you think, what you feel we need to do, and your thought, ideas, and opinion counts on every level to us. Having said that, let me say that one of the brothers just gave us here, Brother Daniel, he just gave us a couple of websites. Actually, was it Texas to go to? Or those apps?
I can give them again.
I got them. No, it's Justice Conference Live /Detroit. And the brothers here and the sisters are going to be having a live broadcast on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, where you can come in and learn about the revolutionary independence and self-determination that these brothers and sisters are talking about. That's Justice Conference Live /Detroit. And there's also another app that you can pull up,
mypower.app. And you can also go on that to hear the show as well. So, again, this is on Monday and Wednesday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So, that'd actually be 7 o'clock to us here. So, again, y'all,
now
we can go and do that.
That's justiceconference.live. Justiceconference, the dot, and live.
Yeah.
/Detroit.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Okay.
Now,
justiceconference. Yeah.
The Justice Conference is the where you come in, where we're going to give you all the information. The mypower.app is where you come in and you register, because our designation is Afro-descendants. That was put in effect years ago. Afro-descendants. That was put in effect as our
okay.
That's our what they
on,
call
on,
it.
I
our standard.
They get ready to cut me. Hold on, just let me finish this.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Yes, go
let
ahead.
Me say this. Thank you for that information, brother. Again, y'all. So I want y'all to tell your loved ones. Tell somebody tonight. Y'all know this has been a tradition of mine. Tell everybody, man. Tell your loved one tonight, man. You love them, because tomorrow's not a promise. And as Sister Mayotte, your boy, stated earlier, start preparing your kids, man, for the revolution, because it's already been here, as the brother said, 20 centuries or more. So it's time for us, y'all, as Brother Curtis also say, man, and if you come at me, I'm going to get you up all the way by any means necessary, borrowing a few words from Malcolm X, about a ballot out of bullet. So I'm telling y'all today, man, this is a great show. We talked about Sada Shakur, who is right now held up in exile since 1984 in Cuba, where she was given a political asylum, and she's doing great over there. And we should, if we can, man, I don't know if our letters will get there. Some of us should try and write up, because I definitely am. And I wanted to know that she's profoundly welcome and loved, and I know she can't come back because there's a bounty on her head of $2 million established by the FBI. And they're just laying dead to try to get her back over so they can put her back in prison, which she escaped in 1979 for simply being a black revolutionary and no more. Like I said, we weren't there, so I can't say whether she's guilty or innocent, but I can say this. It's either her life or theirs. Now, I know that for a point, bottom line. So, again, y'all, let me get off there. We're going to have about a minute and a half left. So, everybody that's listening to us and who is not on the broadcast and giving you a topic of discussion, please be loved and stay tight. If you need a show that you think we might need to do, y'all can call me up at area code 405-246-9089. That's area code 405-246-9089. We would love to hear the story that you have. So everybody be blessed us in the sound of our voice. We're going to get out of here. You'll still hear us, but if we vanish off the air, you'll know why we did. So goodbye. Be loved, everybody, and we'll see you again Thursday, where we're going to be talking about Sister Great Revolutionary, black woman by the name of Angela Davis. Okay, goodbye, everybody, and thank y'all so much. All right, y'all, we still got about 2.5 minutes. I think you were trying to say something else, brother, or Mayotte, one of y'all.
That's Thursday?
Yeah, Angela Davis.
Thursday.
Yeah, and then Saturday is going to be Huey P. Newton, Dr. Huey P. Newton.
I'll say.
Yeah, we're trying to. I told y'all, man, we got to get this revolutionary thing, because a lot of people are learning from us. Man, these lines are so lit up that, man, I can't keep up with y'all, because a lot of them themselves say that they were enthused and heard about this but didn't know that this was actually going on. You know? So,
yes, sir.
I'll say.
Yeah. We're talking about the leaders that, and a lot of them told me, they say, hey, man, a lot of us talking about these people were bad, they were murderers, they were killers, they were nobody, they, you know, stayed locked up and all this. But now that y'all in it, they get a better idea and better feel of who they are.
Because we're talking, people are talking. Remember, that's what they didn't want the slaves to do, start talking. You weren't allowed to talk to the slaves, because once the people start talking, the people start moving.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when you guys, like you said, I say, when the people start moving and start talking, Master got a problem with it. Why do you think on the slave plantation, Master forbid us to learn or read or write? Because
yes,
a dangerous Negro with knowledge already had it vibe anyway. You can survive the survival of the fittest, man, a black man can. That's automatically by nature. Look what happened to us out of all these years, these centuries, and look what we still are still rebounding back. So they go to show
y'all,
man, we have liable, stretch band. You know, we'd be the brink of dying, and someone take, get up, pull that twig over, eat a piece of that twig over there. You see?
Yeah.
So, oh man,
that's true.
I'm telling you, for real.
Hey,
so we got to
They rely on our herbal remedies They rely on our herbal remedies to even exist at this point.
I see.
Like, after they didn't use all their chemical medication, they'd be coming to the hoodoo and voodoo doctors to be trying to get something. I'm like, the chemo medicine ain't working. What you got for me?
Yeah.
They'll creep in there with their sunglasses and their hoodies on real quick, ashamed that they have to come back to us to ask us for help.
Yeah.
The hell, they pissed me off. But anyway, sorry, y'all.
No. You already know that we're the show. I told you, if you have to say a forbidden word you feel that nothing need be said, this is the show. Again, there's no babies here. If you are, you're on the wrong show, y'all, whoever it is. We want you to feel and express yourself, because when you exhale, which is hell in you, then you can have and flow with your wings and expand further. You see, but if you bottle it up, you kind of jitter and want to tear the whole house up, because you can't get it out. Oh, man, so shoot ya. Hey, man, this is a great show tonight, y'all. Wow. Like I say, for the next 6 weeks, we're going to be on that revolutionary tip. And that's like I say, man, we got the phone lines that ringing and people are studying on it. They want to hear what they got to hear, and we're going to give it to them. Y'all are getting ready to cut us off here in about 2 minutes, 2.5, 3 minutes. So y'all still keep talking. As y'all know, if I vanish away, like I told all, we're off the air, but this is in our back room right now. So, again, y'all, we just appreciate you for all the work that you're doing. Brother Daniel, I'm glad that what you brothers and sisters are doing up there in Detroit. I'm definitely going to
tell
you all these apps and get my feel of what's going on and hopefully share it with others. As Brother Curtis has told you, he and I, we do a lot of swap sharing with materials and magazines and stuff, that newspaper articles and things of that nature. So we're trying to keep us up on whatever's happening down in Tulsa or whatever. We share it with whatever's going on in Oklahoma City. I'll throw it back at him. So I want to do that with you, Brother Daniel, as well. And I see, we constantly on Facebook, responding to
And my name is Daniel Guthridge Sr. on Facebook. Daniel Guthridge Sr. That last name is Guttridge. Gut is your stomach and ridge is a cliff. Guttridge. 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 Yes, sir.
All right. So, brother. We definitely want you to continue coming on the show, brother, because, like I said, we get fat on the hog whenever you feed, man. I mean, no disrespect intended, but like I said, I don't eat the pork. But still, when I say it like that, that's symbolic to mean that, hell, we're getting full. You know what I mean?
Yes,
so,
I'm here.
Yes, please. And then, matter of fact, if you think we want to do a show in Detroit or what's going on, y'all just have to let me know, brother. I mean, because, like I said, all about what you feel we need to hear. And neither one of us is running nothing here, man. We're just making it impossible.
Nope.
So if somebody got a story, let's hear it.
Yeah, we don't have no leaders. All of us are leaders. Because as we made a poor cat, the host, if one falls,
We just made the show available for whoever want to get on, talk about the political ideas, the economic ideas, the social ideas, religious ideas, whatever you got coming. Because let me tell y'all something. Believe it or not, whether we develop our self-determination or whatever the case is, guess what? Somebody learned something from me, or they didn't learn anything from you. Somebody learned something from you, or they didn't learn anything from me. You want to know why? Because people receive knowledge as their own pace, as their own definition, and own understanding.
Yes.
So whatever we say, that's why I say we need a universal people of various cultures and languages and ideas and studies to come on air, because it's going to be a diverse group of people who get something from all of us, and a whole lot of them won't get nothing from either.
Yes, sir.
Why we come on.
Well, I'll tell you what I heard about. I am really impressed and enthused to hear those two ladies you have on your program. You don't hear too much about from women today on talk programs. Unless they're talking sometimes. But those two young
people
that you have in the program, I feel very good that I'm in good company.
Oh, yes, sir, brother. Oh, brother. Oh, yeah, you know me, Curtis. I'm like you, man. I see. I told my dad there. I told him, I said, they're enjoying and what she's doing, man. And Sister Sparkle, she was kind of silent tonight. She's been taking notes. I'm going to get on her when I catch her. No. But she told me she's all right. She's just absorbing it like she normally would be. But, boy, she's going to have something for when she come back next show, believe me.
I see. She gon'
yeah.
give it to us. She gon' listen, y'all.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. See, I told you, man, hey. We gotta keep going. Yes. I told you. What we're doing, y'all, we're opening up and let everybody be themselves. Oh, y'all, 30 seconds. Get ready to cut me off. Again, y'all, let me use it. Let me close out with a prayer. Miss Burke called to ask me to do it. May God bless and keep you, whoever you may be. May He allow His face to shine upon you and give you peace. Y'all got to get ready to go because 5 seconds. I love all y'all. Be blessed, and we'll talk to y'all later on. Have a great night, y'all.
Okay.